Good morning. It sounds okay? Just checking. Great, thank you. So the Buddha said, in this fathom-long body, the whole universe is revealed. Really think about it for a moment. In this fathom-long body, the whole of the universe is revealed. Mindfulness is an embodied practice. The mind can only do one thing at a time. Every moment it's mindful, it's not worrying or stressing, which means it's not clinging to anything. Each moment we're mindful of body sensations is a moment of freedom from clinging. Even if the mind is mindful of worry, the mindful moment is not a moment of worry. This allows the body to relax. Being mindful of the body can keep us from getting caught by our mental concerns. It's helpful to be alert to the difference between sensations and our mental commentary about them. If there's an idea that a strong sensation shouldn't be there, that's commentary. If you have the thought that you need to get rid of something, that's a comment. If you have the idea, if only this wasn't here, then I could really meditate, that's a comment. You don't have to get involved in the commentary. You don't have to believe it. Just recognize it. So once you're settled in your posture, it can be helpful to minimize movement when we meditate. It's helpful to not move or scratch right away if there's a pain or discomfort or itch. Try not to move automatically. An itch will go away. Investigate it first. If you move, do it mindfully. It's not wrong to move, but do it with awareness. Allow the movement itself to be a continuation of the meditation. Awareness is more important than if we move or not. So if you haven't yet, please take a relaxed and alert posture. And gently close your eyes. It can be helpful to spend a little bit of time establishing a connection with the body and making small adjustments. We call finding your seat. Take a few deep breaths. And with each exhale, relaxing just a little bit more. Notice the general attitude of the mind, the mood of the mind. If there's dukkha there, stress, we can bring kindness, acceptance, interest. If there's a wholesome state, we can take a moment to appreciate it. Now you might shift the attention to a global sense of the body. allowing the attention to connect with whatever physical sensations are obvious. Allowing the attention to meander throughout the body. Relaxing what you can relax. And now we'll gradually scan the body one part at a time. As we get closer to each body part, see if you can connect with each area. Feel it from within. Whatever you feel is fine. Continuing to relax or soften whatever you can relax. Connecting with your forehead. Feel the sensations around your eyes, the eyelids. Maybe notice the movement in the nostrils, the whole face, the muscles of the mouth, the jaw, the ears. Maybe feeling the back of the throat as you breathe. Now feeling the top of the head. The back of the head. The sides of the skull. Feel the entire face and head globally. Now feeling the muscles in the back of the neck, the sides of the neck, the front of the neck, allowing the attention to go to the shoulder area, the upper back, staying intimate with the sensations, staying close to them, whatever you feel. Allowing the attention to go to the mid-back, the ribs in the back, the low back. Feeling the pelvis, the hips, the weight on the cushion or chair. Shifting the attention to the front of the chest. Feeling the movement of the chest as we breathe. The solar plexus. The belly. Keeping a soft belly. Maybe feel the expansion and contraction of the rib cage. The movement as we breathe. Getting a sense of your entire torso, the front, the back, the sides. bringing your attention to the upper arms. Connecting with the upper arms, letting any tension go. Allowing the tension to travel to the elbows, to the forearms, into the wrists, the hands, the fingers. Feeling both arms. Now shifting the attention to the lower body, to the hip joints, settling into the area. Notice the sensations in the thighs. The knees. The legs. The ankles. The feet. The toes. And expanding the attention outward, get a sense of the body globally. Just being here in the body. Feeling the body. Maybe allow yourself to notice the way that you experience the breath, letting your attention settle on the sensations of breathing, to rest there, to be your home base. If any strong physical sensation becomes compelling, you can gently shift your attention to it and explore the sensations that make it up. Hardness or softness, warmth or coolness, tingling, pressure, throbbing, heaviness. Whatever's there. Dropping any commentary or judgment in favor of experiencing the sensations directly. Stay alert if the focus of your attention shifts from the physical sensations to your reaction to the sensations. If there's tension, you might be wishing it would go away. Aversion. Once a physical sensation has disappeared, or is no longer compelling, you can gently return to the breath until some other sensation calls your attention. being mindful of hearing is part of being mindful of the body. And just like we pay attention to compelling physical sensations, we can do so with compelling sounds. When I ring the bell, turn your attention to the sound and listen to it wholeheartedly with a receptive attitude, listening to the vibrations until they completely disappear. So coming out of meditation, it's really helpful to take a couple of deep breaths in the same way you went into it. So you open your eyes. Mindfulness is an embodied practice. In the Satipatthana Sutta, the discourse for establishing mindfulness, the Buddha taught to act with full awareness when we're eating, when we're drinking, chewing, tasting, urinating, defecating, walking, standing, sitting, falling asleep, waking up, talking, and remaining silent. So as the retreat continues, I encourage you to keep your mind and your body in the same place in all the activities of your day, leaving nothing out. There's no activity where mindfulness isn't welcome. So thank you.